I'm Dawn Kennedy, your host of the Profit Accelerator podcast. I'm an attorney, author, mentor, and CEO of a growing coffee company. Thanks for joining me on the show that looks at all aspects of business, from the mindset to the sales to the money left over at the end of the month, with tips and strategies to help you navigate this amazing ride called entrepreneurship. Thanks for making us part of your journey. Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. So today we're going to dive into, I'm not going to call it a hack, but I'm going to call it a technique that can help you if you're struggling with some mindset issues and can help you shorten the time that you're changing the way you think about things. So I brought Christina on to talk about, and I'm not even going to really give you a hint yet, but talk about this way, this technique to go ahead and make sure that you are supporting your entrepreneurial mindset. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you so much, Dawn. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell everyone who you are and who you serve?
Yeah, absolutely. So Christina Woods, and I'm a hypnotherapist and an empowerment coach. And I primarily serve women, but I certainly work with both women and men. And I really work with a lot of business owners, executives, entrepreneurs who are ready to shift patterns that they have found have been holding them back, whether that's from up-leveling or holding, you know, them back in terms of boundaries and just trusting themselves and really stopping them and preventing them from either being their healthiest self. Perhaps it's in the world of money or their health or relationships and something in their life. They've tried many other things because oftentimes hypnotherapy is not the first thing they go to. So moving from living this life to wanting to live a much better life.
I love it. So let's just start. Hypnotherapy, probably most people in the audience, and I know me as well, have seen this in things like stop smoking seminars or weight loss seminars and those kinds of things casually in the community. But can we dive a little bit more into what is it and why is it so helpful across all of these areas?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's actually a very natural place where we go actually more than several times throughout the day. So it's a place in our consciousness where we're very open to suggestions. And it's a place, for example, if you've ever driven home from work or the grocery store, you get in the driveway and you think to yourself, I don't remember if I stopped at that light or if I even, you know, stopped at the stop sign. Or you're doing the dishes and someone's talking to you and you don't remember a word that they said, you were completely somewhere else. So we have this place where we go. And so in hypnosis, what we do is rather than wait until you're in this dreamlike state or you sort of lose and just sort of go somewhere else, we are able to use techniques to quiet your critical analytical mind and awaken your subconscious mind. And if you can imagine, and all your listeners imagine the iceberg, the image of the iceberg, our conscious mind is the 5% that's above the water, but our subconscious mind is the 95% below the water. And that is what we're accessing in hypnosis. And that actually is where we make all of our beliefs that dictate how we feel about ourselves and the world, where we hold our limiting beliefs that hold us back from making really some very powerful decisions and changes, like you mentioned, smoking, weight loss, and just so many other things in our lives. So in hypnosis, we are making changes in the subconscious, which is 1 million times more powerful than that little 5% above the water, which is where we all think we're making changes from and we try to make changes from.
So you said hypnotherapy isn't typically the first thing people try. So if they become aware of maybe a habit or a thought pattern or a belief system that's not serving them, what do people usually try to do first?
Well, we often will try diets. That's a really common one, right? I mean, how many diets have we all tried and they don't work? And so often it's not that we don't know what to do. You know, we'll try going to the gym or trying different exercises routines or reading certain books and trying positive thinking, positive affirmations, following a budget, You know, trying to go on date night once a week, you know, doing positive things that we've heard will improve things. And I'm not saying those things won't work. What I'm saying is if we have a limiting belief in our subconscious, and we all have limiting beliefs at some level, some of us have limiting beliefs that also include trauma and other things. And you know, we don't need to get into that, but we all have limiting beliefs regardless of the childhood that we grow up in. We're just simply, we live in a world where we can get programs from communities and churches and just the world. And because of that, then, you know, if there was one diet that worked, we'd all just follow the one diet. But because of our belief system, that's what gets in the way. And that's, you know, we often try these other things, and saying, you know, saying nice things doesn't always change the fact that the belief system in our subconscious, again, is more powerful. And that's really where we need to make the change. If we don't find out what that limiting belief is in the subconscious, we're just going to really bang our head against the wall and get really frustrated and annoyed at ourselves. Why do I keep spending that way? Why do I keep eating that? Why do I keep doing that? Because we're not going to the root of the problem. We're changing, you know, a behavior without looking at the root. It's like gardening, whacking the top off and not taking out the roots. It's just going to grow back.
So really what I'm hearing is this pattern of trying all these things that we think can help also can lead to some self-sabotage. When you're trying to make progress, if you don't do something like hypnotherapy that will, I mean, really get into the subconscious and change that belief.
Yeah, we beat ourselves up when we don't see the results that we want to see. And I find so many clients will come to me and say, you know, I must, you know, and we label ourselves with so many things. I must not have really good willpower. I must just not be a great leader. I must only be capable of earning so much money. I took my business this far. I just can't get it to the next level. We make these decisions when really it's these limiting beliefs that we really haven't, like you said, gone to the root, and they've shown up as sabotage. Yes, they show up as sabotage when really it's these limiting beliefs that are, you know, showing up as sabotage. But you know, we're not born not feeling good enough. We're not born, you know, wanting to eat cookies at 10 o'clock at night when we know we shouldn't. We have these beliefs that are there. Our mind's job, its only job, is to keep us alive. It doesn't care if what we believe is right or wrong or good or bad. Our subconscious also doesn't know how old we are. So we have a belief that we form at 5 years old to keep us safe. We grow up. I'm going to be 55 in a month. My subconscious doesn't know that. So if I haven't changed a belief, it's still going to, you know, maybe give me a little bit of anxiety around doing something that it believes is the best way to keep me safe if I haven't upgraded that belief. So hypnosis upgrades your belief. And it's, you know, we have neuroplasticity in our ability to change and rewire beliefs. It's pretty incredible.
So that was interesting when you were saying your subconscious doesn't know how old you are. This also means that your subconscious doesn't really know how long you've had this belief either. Is this why hypnotherapy can be such a quick kind of short circuit to changing that behavior?
Oh yeah. You know, there's several types of hypnotherapy. I do what's called rapid transformational therapy. And the word itself, it's very rapid. We get to the root of the issue. So rather than saying and listening to an audio recording, you know, you don't like smoke, you don't want smoke around, it's why did you start smoking in the first place? Let's get to the root. You know, maybe it was to fit in. Maybe it was because your older brother was, and you wanted to really feel his love and, you know, a connection there. Maybe it was because your mother was sick and you needed to get out of the house. And that was what you did with your, you know, friends to get out of the house. Who knows? But we need to find out the root cause because it was serving you in some way. And so again, if it doesn't know how old you are, I'm going to grow up. It's going to keep doing that because it believes it's serving me in some way. And when we can go in and find out, you know, information like this is so powerful. And then what we do is in hypnosis, we create an audio that you listen to every day for, it's about 20 minutes for about 3 weeks minimum, 3 to 4 weeks, and rewire by listening to an audio based on whatever the client's beliefs were. And by listening to that every day, the subconscious learns by repetition, the mind learns by repetition, and really descriptive, powerful words. So if I listen to an audio that is saying something over and over and over that is different than what I believed in, eventually that belief will become so familiar. My mind will say, okay, that new belief is true. It feels good. It feels okay to believe it. I feel safe to believe it. And that's how you rewire in a new belief. And it becomes just who you are. You don't have to try. It's just, all right, here we go. I made a change, a permanent change.
A permanent change. So you said something that is incredibly important to reiterate. And this is that these thoughts, behaviors, patterns, or whatever, at the time they form, were serving you in some way. So in other words, this isn't like you had some kind of like negative thing, right? So they may not be serving you now, or they may be limiting beliefs now, but when they started, they were there to serve you. Is that what I'm understanding?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And that's the hard part for us to really grasp, is because usually we want to get rid of something because it's not doing any good in our lives right now. So, you know, things like anxiety, or, you know, spending habits, or, you know, we aren't leading our team, we lose our temper, right? Or, you know, these things that, how could that possibly be serving me? I don't like it. I don't like that part of me. You know, well, anxiety could keep us from going out and really taking charge of our life in certain areas, or dating people that treat us lousy can keep us from really, you know, being vulnerable and showing parts of ourselves to someone and making a deep connection. So, you know, it's not as black and white as, you know, our logical, analytical, critical mind can't always understand it. And that's why hypnosis is so powerful, and why when I tell clients is, you can't logic yourself. This isn't a logical thing. So we can't always figure it out with logic. This is your subconscious. Your subconscious is your feelings mind. It's your emotional feeling mind. So you can't sit down and write on a piece of paper, you know, hey, I don't want this thing anymore. And I'm old enough to understand that. And so therefore it shouldn't be there. It's your feeling. So we need to understand why is it there? Why does it want to be there? Your mind will continue to do something that it thinks you link with pleasure. What do you link with pleasure? I don't know. If it kept you off the playground away from a bully, so you having fear and anxiety kept you in the teacher's room, so you didn't have to go on the playground and be bullied. Well, then yeah, maybe having a little anxiety kept you really safe, and you still have it for that reason. So we need to upgrade your beliefs so that you know, that was then, this is now, you're perfectly safe. Let's tell your mind you're safe, your body, your nervous system, you're safe, that was then, this is now. So it's so often, it's just an upgrade. We upgrade our phones, we upgrade our laptops. Let's upgrade our beliefs.
So you were saying this permanent is 3 to 4 weeks. And, you know, I've heard from various different sources, and I've even read several books along the lines of, you know, it's, you've been doing this for this many years, however old you are, or, you know, 30 years, 40 years, whatever, and mm-hmm. you can't expect, right, that it's going to change that quickly, that you have to put the work in every single day to, you know, make these changes or rewire your mindset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I really want to kind of understand and contrast that to this idea that through this technique of hypnotherapy, it's maybe not an either or these people who have tried this for weeks and weeks and weeks and have realized that it's just not working for them that way.
Right. And, you know, this is something that I'll emphasize, it's getting to the root, and this is very, very deep work. So, you know, it's important to understand if there is trauma in someone's life, if there are things like that, that add layers to things, that, you know, there's trauma in our nervous system, in our body, then obviously it's going to take a little bit more than a few weeks to make a transition until our body feels safe. You know, the book, The Body Keeps the Score, PTSD and all the studies have told us that we can change our belief, but our body remembers things and we have to do some work to help our body feel safe. So, you know, and I work with clients to do that so that their body can come on board too much quicker. We're not just changing the belief and our nervous system hasn't caught on as well. We want to do both. So yes, absolutely. I work with clients where sometimes one session is enough. So in a month, they have completely changed something. And sometimes it's 3 months. What this isn't, hypnotherapy and what I do, what it isn't is meeting with me every Friday at 3 o'clock for 5 years, which I've done that kind of therapy and it has helped me tremendously, but that's not what this is. And this is very effective and profound. I think is one of the reasons it's my second career. I had a whole nother career for 30 years before I did this. And when I found it, it was compelling enough for me to want to completely change my life and commit to helping people with it because it's made that much of a difference in my life. And I've been able now to coach and help people with it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I just want to kind of clarify this for the audience. Like there are some times where people say, well, I was able to change this or I was able to change that or stop this habit or whatever. But really, I mean, ultimately, there may be some that, you know, doing the journaling or reading the books or whatever, it's still not going to be enough to necessarily get you. I'm going to use the word unstuck. I don't have a better word. But this is really, like you said, very deep work. And I'm blown away at the idea of this thing that could show up as a self-sabotaging behavior or something that is keeping you from getting to the next level was somehow almost like a positive subconscious saying way back when. You know, I think that I would not be the only person to kind of struggle with this concept that some things mm-hmm. change really easily, but this thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's confrontational, right? To even hear those words, like, what do you mean this has been serving me? It's offensive almost to hear it, right? So it's a different way of thinking. And it's certainly not to say we want it and, you know, we're holding on to it consciously. That's not happening, but it's our mind's belief that it's keeping it safe. And when we understand these are little mind hacks, when we understand that our mind wants to do is keep us safe and that it's just, it will move you towards pleasure and away from pain. So let's just figure out what is it linked to pleasure and what does it link to pain? If it links love to pain, it's not going to move you toward it, no matter how bad you want a relationship. It's just not going to. So, you know, when we can't be in two lanes, the mind won't let you. They cancel each other out. So I really want a relationship and love sucks. Okay, well, this isn't going to work. Or I really want to grow my business, but I don't want to be visible. Okay, well, we got to figure this out because the mind's just going to sabotage you. So, you know, that this is the kind of thing I'm talking about. What do you link to pleasure? What do you link to pain? Your subconscious will very quickly tell us in hypnosis because we get to quiet the chitty chatter analytical mind and go right to the source in your mind. We'll go right there. It works on everyone despite what, you know, the hypnosis at the carnival that you got on stage and it didn't work for you. There are methods and ways. No matter what the person's level of anxiety is, the only people who cannot do hypnosis is the ones who adamantly don't want to do it. If you don't want to do it, it's not going to work. You know, this has to be something you really are open to.
Fascinating. Yeah. I mean, I love that you're talking about this idea that you can't logic your way out of it, but isn't that our almost first step if we have an awareness of something? You know, make the list, make the goal, do the things. And, you know, again, this topic, this conversation of, well, that may work for some things, but really, if this is something that, you know, when it started was started, you know, way deep down in this emotional place, it's yeah. not going to be able to be like affirmations are just not going to probably work.
No. And, you know, our subconscious mind, our beliefs create a blueprint, and then our actions follow the blueprint. So once you realize that, it's really motivating to want to change your belief system because it's just like, you know, if you're going to go have a house built or anything built and you're going to follow the blueprints, well, what what is your blueprint? Because those are the actions you're taking, and you will find evidence in your life to back up whatever belief you have, whatever it is, you're going to be right. So we want to build the right blueprint, and you get to build that blueprint. So every thought you think, every word you say forms a blueprint. That's where affirmations come in. But we can't just affirm ourselves out of a belief that's been there since, you know, since 5 years old, 7 years old. Most of our subconscious beliefs are definitely there before the age of 10. We are in an alpha and beta brainwave before the age of 7, and then sort of closes and goes in a vault. And it's that's why children can learn to walk and talk and learn languages so much easier when they're young. And then as we get a little older, it's harder because they are in those alpha and beta brainwaves. And that's where we go in hypnosis. And that's why we're able to open the subconscious and make such significant changes so quickly.
So you're saying that pretty much everything is done according to this blueprint, which means that we can possibly look back and eventually figure out like why we made the decision we did or why we got the results that we did. And I'm wondering sometimes if that can't be a little bit painful, you know, where people are able to look back with their logical minds and come to the realization that maybe that was an unintentional decision, if that makes sense.
You bring up a great point. What I have found, and even in my own personal experience with this, is it actually opens up a lot of compassion, because when we can look at why we've made decisions and why, you know, mistakes or things where maybe we're not proud of or decisions, when we can look at it from a different perspective and with understanding, when you look at things from a belief system and you go, oh, okay, that's why I was believing that. I understand that now. You can look back and go, that makes a lot of sense why perhaps I made that business deal and I didn't ask those questions. I was holding myself back. I was afraid to ask those questions, or I let that other person talk for me, or I was in that relationship a little longer than, you know, maybe I should have, or you know, whatever it might be, I haven't been able to lose this extra 20 pounds for this long. So we can look back and I'm able now to, even with my children, my adult children, say, you know, I would have done that different. And now I know I have a different perspective. I'm able to look back and go, you know, I used to have a belief about myself, that I wasn't enough, and I made decisions based on that. And now I have a different perspective. I probably would have handle that different when you were this age or that age. So I think it brings a lot of compassion, and we all can use more of that.
Absolutely. I mean, this is incredibly powerful, and anyone in the audience who can relate to this, you know, hopefully you're kind of thinking through, and you'll keep your mind open to hypnotherapy as a vehicle if you are struggling with these things. And Christina, where can people find you, learn more about you, and learn more about how you serve others with this technique?
Thank you. So my website is wisewoods.com, wisewoods.com. And I have a free downloadable hypno meditation on there called Limitless. And I offer a 1 hour with consultation clarity call with people if they want to learn more about it.
Fantastic. So we're going to put that down inside the show notes. So you will be able to find Christina and, you know, talk to her and download, whether you are listening in the day that this launches or, you know, 2 years later. Christina, thank you so much. This has really been a very powerful discussion, and thank you for taking the time to, you know, describe the science and everything behind it. I think sometimes people would hear the word hypnotherapy or hypnosis or something, and they would just kind of throw that out the window as, you know, like you said, kind of carnival, turn you into a chicken kind of thing, which is not at all what we're talking about here. So I really appreciate you taking the time to really develop that for the audience.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you all next time on the next episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. Take care. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Profit Accelerator podcast. If you want some more information about me or free resources, please visit my updated website, DawnKKennedy.com. Follow me on social at DawnKKennedyXO on Instagram and on Facebook at Dawn K. Kennedy Mentor. I'll see you next time.